Okay, gentlemen, we're trying to learn the sugya of opening containers on Shabbos. And just to review, opening containers on Shabbos is related, of course, to the larger issue of Binyan Ustira Bekalim. And that large issue of Binyan Ustira Bekalim, we noted last time we learned that there is a fundamental machlokes. On the one hand, we have Rashi and the Yerayim, who seem to say that there is zero Binyan Ustira Bekalim. Although we pointed out that for Rashi, that might be the halachic conclusion, but Rashi understands, at least within the Gemara, that there is an opinion of Binyan Bekalim. For the Yerayim, there's no such opinion as Binyan Bekalim. And the Gemara says that Man da'ay o shufta bekupina demara is chayav mishum bona, according to Rav. What that means, according to the Yerayim, is that bona in the sense of it's not makir patash, right? It was like that funny Yerayim. Okay, so that's one shita. There's the shita that categorically there is no such thing as Binyan Bekalim. Then we had the shita who assumes, like Taisvis, etc., that there is Binyan Bekalim, at least when it is Binyan Gomor. No? Binyan Gomor could mean one of three things within Tosfos. This is what we noted in the last shiur. Binyan Gomor could mean that it's Asiyas Kol HaKli. That's what Tosfos has on Ayin Daled on the base, that when I make an entire Kli from scratch, from finish to end, then I'm Chayiv. That's Binyan Gomor. We had the Tosfos on Kuf Beis Amid Beis, who understood that Binyan Gomor is whatever requires Umnos. Now, Hiduk and Umnos. That's the way Tosis said on Kuf Beis, Chizuk v'Umnos. It requires, it's a tight building and it requires a certain degree of professionalism, of expertise, I should say, rather than professionalism. So that's when you're Chayiv, according to Tosis, on Kuf Beis Amud Beis. And we also noted that Tosis HaRush had a third shita that there is Binyan Bekalim if it is Kavu as opposed to Arai. And those are the three shitos that we pointed out, the three ways of reading the Tosis. And we noted that Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosis, that there is Binyan Bekalim if it is Binyan Gomor. But the Ramah, well, not the Ramah, excuse me, but the Gra, the Gra says that he has a proof to Rashi, the same proof that Taisvis says, Tzarech Iyon, from the Gemara that says, Minapeach Klei Zechuches, if I blow up, I blow glass, that I am in violation of Makir Patrish, that proves that it's not Binyan Bekalim. The Gra says that's proof positive that Rashi is correct, that categorically ain't Binyan Bekalim. Good? Now, if I hold that there is Bona, so there is an opposite malacha called Soser. Nachon? But if I hold that there's no Binyan Bekalim, so then there is no opposite malacha, because if there's no Binyan Bekalim, in most cases I'll be in violation of Makir Patrish. But there is no such thing called undoing Makir Patrish. This brings us to the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Ready, gentlemen? Zok the Mishnah. Shover Adam is a chavis lecho himena grogros. Ubilvaj lo yiskabin la asais keili. I can break open the barrel to eat the figs that are inside the barrel, but I have to have in mind, I have to have kavana, or I have to make sure I do not have kavana to make a keli. Apparently, opening a barrel is not a problem. But if I would have in mind to make a nice opening, that's what Rashi writes, l'nok v'yafe, v'pesach yafe, if I have in mind to make a nice opening, then it is a problem. That would mean that there is no din of stira, but there is a din of bona. What is the pshat in this Mishnah? How come you're allowed to open the barrel of kalim? How are you allowed to break open the barrel to eat the figs? If there is bona, there is soser. So how can the Mishnah say that there is bona, but not soser? So Rashi says something, and Taisa says something, right? So let's talk about Tosfos first. Tosfos diva maslo shover adam es hachavis. So Tosis first talks about that the type of figs that we're talking about. Are the figs drusos or not? Right? In other words, are the figs pressed together or are the figs already separated? That's like a detailed issue. That's like a mukta issue. That's not for us. Tema l'Rebbe. Right? It's like the third line in the Tosis. Tema l'Rebbe. Mehodet nan in perek bakoma arvin. There's a gemara in erivin. Gabek eruv. Nasno be migdal v'no el befana v'avar hamavteya hareza eruv. Right. The halacha is that an eruv does not just mean this. Does not mean the string that surrounds the town. Eruv means that there's some food, some bread, some matzah that the entire town joins in, and everyone owns that matzah. In order for the Erev to be kosher, the matzah has to be in an accessible place. Let's say I put the matzah in a tower, and the tower has a key, and I lost the key. Is that matzah considered accessible? So that's a Gemara, a Mishnah in Erevin. I put Gabe Erev, Nasno b'migdal v'noa b'funav. I put it in the tower and I lock it. And I lose the key. It's a good Erev. The Gemara asks, why is it a good Erev? Amai. Hu b'makim mechad ve'eruva b'makim acherhu. Right? The Erev is not accessible. So how is it a good Erev? U'mishani ravishmo damit havayu. We're talking about a migdal shel binyan. And it goes like Reb Meir in terms of that the Erev or migdal shel levinim, it's a tower that is made out of bricks, and we're going according to this to Reb Meir that the Erev is going to be kosher despite the fact that it's not accessible. So Gemara says that the Erev is really not accessible, but still is kosher. So Taisa says, "V'amai mibayleila ukmahachi." How come you have to say that? So about that case, mekarnami ma'ikamar halo yochol l'shaber v'latayach es ha'migdal v'litos ha'Erev. Gross. So he's asked the kasha, I understand. In our Mishnah, I break open the barrel to get the figs. So how come over there when I put the Erev, I put the box of matzah in the tower, how come I don't just break open the tower to get the food? To get the matzah. Right? That's Tosis's kasha, no? So Tosis answers. Right? Venira, Beitos has a suggestion about something else. Two lines from here. Venira, the Hassam Asar, the Shabbos Hamigdal, Vacha Shari, the Shabbos Hakobis, because we're talking about a mustiki. Tosis answers that our Mishnah is talking about a lousy container. Junk. Garbage. A mustiki is, technically speaking, a barrel that is stuck together by putting some like chewing gum on it. No? It's a lousy barrel. And therefore, Tosis says there's no violation of stira on the mustiki. The reason I'm allowed to break open the keli is because it's a mustiki. How come I'm not allowed to make a nice opening? Oh, because Tosis says there's going to be bone even on a lousy keli. Well, Tosis is going to be bone even on a lousy keli. But there's no soser because it's a mustiki. That's Tosis. It's a lousy keli.
What's the difference?
What?
What's the difference?
So the difference is that if something is junk, right? So it's not a keli to begin with. So I could break it open. It's not destroying something. But even if it's junk, I'm able to make a keli out of junk if I so desire, no? Halachically, it's a keli because I'm deciding it's a keli right now, or it's a keli because there's some iser d'rabbanan of making a nice opening in junk. There's like a detailed point over here in the Gemara Beitza. But for Tosfos, there is no iser of breaking open the keli because it's junk. It's mustiki.
I don't understand how there can be so iser
how there could be bona when there is no sosa, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So, I'm not 1,000,000% sure either. I don't know. I assume that Tosis is saying that if I take junk and I decide that I'm using it for a good purpose, so I can make a keli out of anything. I can take a paper airplane. I can make a paper airplane, and that might be bona. It's junk, but I decide I'm using it. Ve'uvajlo yiskavin lasas keli, according to Tosis, means that if I have kavana, so that means I am determining that this is a keli. If previously it was junk, right, it's a mustiki, so I'm allowed to break it open.
Okay.
It's just holding the food in place. It's not a full-fledged keli. But if I'm making a keli out of it, I'm allowed to make a keli out of junk. Again, I'm not 1,000,000% sure. I agree with you. I have in my notes a lot of sources on this question. How come according to Tosis you're a violation of bona? If you look in Rabbi Lulig's Sefer, Am Mordechai on Shabbos, page 158. He works very hard on that question. I'm trying to do the best I can to understand it. I'm just reading a Tosis though. Good? Now let's read Rashi, ladies and gentlemen. What? I mean, if I'm miskaving Lasse's Kaylee, there is some Isser, Bona, maybe Makib and Patish. But either way, I think what Ben is asking is a real question. If it's such a piece of garbage, then how could you be in violation of anything?
I mean, I don't see any reason to do so, either from Tosafot or from the Mishnah, that whatever Osa Kli or Shviras Kli is, have any sort of logic parallel to Bona and Sedar. The Tosos never uses those words.
Yeah, Osek Eli sounds very Bona-like, at least in Tosos' world, because Tosos, at least according to Tosos on Ayin Dalet, says that Osek Eli is Bona. That's precisely the words Tosos use.
Right. Different Tosos.
Maybe.
There's no word here, right? You're saying you must steer between Tosos.
Again, but I'll say like this. According to any definition, any of the three meanings of Tosis, I can explain why, if I make a nice opening in this barrel, I'm in violation. According to Tosis on Ayin Dalet, maybe I view that like I'm creating a keli to begin with. According to Tosis on Kuf Beis, maybe the type of opening I'm making requires a certain amount of expertise.
Even if you were to say, right, you really accept that all Osa Kli is a toldo of Bona. I think it's not so hard to say, but there's no parallel toldo of Sota. That's not the same thing as saying
there's yes, you're saying a chiddush that maybe there is some sort of Osa Kli, which is something within the realm of Bona. But there is no such thing as Soser Kaili within the realm of Stira. Even though, and like I'm going to press you on this, even though ordinarily whatever is Bona has an opposite called Soser, but in this case it's not true. Me'eza Sibashahi. Now, I will give you a Rishon who says what you're saying though. But that itself requires some explanation. We call him the school that you went to. Maimonides. No? So the Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam writes that if I'm Osa Keli, I'm in violation of Bona. No? Ha Osa Keli Adama is a Tolda of Bona Nam Chayiv. Now, if it's Bona, so Taisa says the only way to learn our Mishnah is we're talking about a lousy keli, a mustik, no? Yet the Rambam in Perek Chaf Gimel Halacha Beis writes, Nokvin Megufa Shalchavis Lahotim Menu Yayin Ubuvachin Akvena Mumala, but Mitzida is Osir. The Rambam quotes the Mishnah straight up and does not say that I'm talking about a mustiki. Rambam sounds like any chavis in the world I'm allowed to open up. How am I allowed to do that? Shouldn't there be a melacha? Because the Rambam holds that asiyas kol hakeli is usher. So how come it's mutter to break open the barrel? So you have to say within the Rambam there's a difference between soser and bonet. And it makes more sense according to the Taisus on Ayin Dalet. If the iser of bonet b'kelim is that I'm making an entire keli from stop to finish, like they'd say in Boston, stop to finish. So in that situation, I'm chayiv for bonet. But when I do seiser, I'm not destroying an entire keli, no. The seiser over here is I'm just breaking it open. Or the seiser doesn't require any expertise. So in that case, I'm going to be putter. There's no iser seiser. It's seiser shalom and as livnos. It's seiser that doesn't require expertise. It's not start to finish. So that's why it's mutter, perhaps according to the Rambam.
You've heard of expertise, but the
Tosfos
expertise in the context of not the Kodesh, not the Bonet, right? So
there's expertise in the context of Bonet.
And that doesn't
sign down? What?
Which
Tosfos? Tosfos Ayin Dalet. Tosfos on Kuf Bey says, Chizuk Ve'umnos, expertise. But basically, there's no expertise involved in breaking stuff. And when I break that, I have many rayas to this. They're called little kids. You don't need to be an expert to break anything.
I mean, you do need experts to tear down buildings.
What?
There's a concept of an expert. So, like, in order to tear down a building, you need demolition experts.
That's only because you don't want the stuff around it to get destroyed. The reason why you have to be a demolition expert is because you need the building to implode in the right way, because if the building explodes, right, you'll destroy everything within a 3-mile radius.
Yes,
it's not stira itself. Stira kishala atom requires no expertise.
Could you destroy this building?
Huh?
Could you destroy this building?
Yeah, give me a sledgehammer, I'll destroy the building. I think it's pretty obvious that you can destroy a building.
I think you'd have a hard time. I think I would have a hard time destroying a building.
Huh?
I think I'd have a hard time destroying this building with a sledgehammer.
So, you know, work out more. You could do it. To destroy, anyone could do it. You don't need expertise to destroy stuff.
We did a Hurricane Sandy cleanup. There were a lot of buildings that, like, teams of teenagers could knock down such houses.
Yeah. It's really not that hard. Again, over there, there's no raya because the wood,
right.
The salt water ate away at the wood. Okay, so according to Tosfos, so we're talking about a mustiki. Because Tosfos says there is going to be binyan gomor by kelim, so therefore you can only say that the heter is mustiki. The Rambam holds that there's binyan gomor by kelim, but the Rambam does not give us a rule that the Rambam does not qualify that we're talking about mustiki alone. Rashi, how come according to Rashi I'm allowed to break open the kelim? Vushtek Rashi, gentlemen.
About Mekalkel.
Mekalkel. Right, Rashi says it's a destructive act. And destructive acts are permitted. So the Ran turns to Samach Aleph Bedape Harif. The Ran quotes this Rashi. And he jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels. Right? Samach Aleph on the base Bedape Harif. On your riff, you're going to have to... It says the daf of the Gemara up on top, or it says the daf of the riff on the side. It's samacha from beis, but that be a riff. We have our Mishnah. You haven't yet? Gershon? I underlined this within it somewhere, so...
Which one is it?
It's the Mishnah that says Shover Adam Esachavis, and the Ran on Shover Adam Esachavis. It's on Kuf Mimba. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let me pass it to me and I'll find it.
You did underline it.
Huh?
You did underline it.
I did underline it. Baruch Hashem. Look at that. So, The Ran quotes Rashi, Pirish Rashi, the Ein b'makalko shum iser Shabbos, v'lo nihira. Didn't he need to call makalko on peturin? Iser miha ika. That's the Ran's kasha.
Rashi isn't hold of binyan b'kelim versus b'kelim.
What's the Ran's kasha? Read the Ran inside carefully. The Ran asks on Rashi, "V'lo nihira, d'nihi dekha makalkal and peturin, iser miha ika."
It should be iser from
makalkal. Is not mutter on Shabbos. Makalkal is aser midrabbanan. I'm not allowed to just go around destroying stuff and ruining stuff in the ruinous fashion. Right? It's makalkal. If I take a pen and I write on top of the Mona Lisa, that's makalkal. Is that going to be mutter? No, it's aser midrabbanan.
Doesn't Rashi hold
that
there's no
binyan kelim? Ah! So you're saying a teretz to the Ran's kasha. Meaning?
Then, further kasha, then why does it say kapla at all? Because kapla is irrelevant.
Again?
Why does it say kapla at all?
So that's what Rashi means. In other words, Rashi is going to tell me that ein binyan b'kelim is a categorical rule. It always applies. Meaning, min ha-toira, I don't violate an iser bonan when I make a keli. Midrash bonan, I do. If it's mekalkel, zot Rashi, it's mutter. Right? In other words, the answer to the Ran's kasha might be, right? When the Ran asks, right, iser miha ika, the Ran is saying, I'm mekalkel is usually aser midrash bonan. The answer is, mekalkel is aser midrash bonan when I'm talking about a malacha. When I'm talking about binyan b'kelim, that there is no malacha involved, there's only an iser d'rabbanan to begin with, so therefore there is going to be no problem. Now, the Ran himself, however, has a different pshat in the Mishnah, which is what I grew up learning, but I think is also difficult. Go weiter in the Ran. So the Ran says, you're good, because you put the two sentences together, but the first sentence of the Ran is that the heter of breaking open the keli is what Tzorech Shabbos, no? Because you need it for Shabbos, it's mutter. Now this is also a head scratcher, no? Oh, okay, so I need it for Shabbos, I'm going to go to work, I'm going to turn on lights, I'm going to write a book, I need it. Right? What type of heter is it because you need it? Right? So the Ran is very hard to understand. Right? Because it's Tzorech Shabbos, I'm not sure why that's a matir. I don't know, but that's what the Ran says. If you look in the other Rans, there are two Rans on Shabbos. There's this Ran that we're reading now, and there's the Mosad HaRav Kook Ran. There's actually three Rans. There's what we call the Pseudo Ran, there's the Mosad HaRav Kook Ran, which is like the Chidushei HaRan, and then there's this Ran on the Rif. And the Chidushei HaRan, he has a line like this. I'm allowed to eat nuts on Shabbos, even though I'm breaking the shell of the nut to eat it. Says the Ran, it's entirely possible that when you have food that's inside a keli, maybe I'm not going to view that as being a keli. Maybe I'll view it like it is a shell of a nut. And that is what the Ran means, that L'tzorech Shabbos it's mutter, because what I'm doing is I'm breaking open the nut. So then it might only be true only by food items, but it depends how I really read the Ran, because it could be that the Ran is just giving an example of food items, right? But let's say I have plastic cups and the like, I want to rip open the packaging to get out the plastic cups, it could be that's usser, But it's also entirely possible that the idea is not about shells of food as much as it is about a really lousy container, that it's clear that the only purpose of the container is to temporarily contain the contents. I can't believe how many times you have the word contain in one sentence. It's unbelievable. To temporarily contain the contents, no? So maybe that's much about everything. It's not, again, that would be putting the Ran in a very similar camp as the Tosis of Mustaki. But again, we should look in that Chidushei HaRan that we have in the Beis Medrash. I have Pamei Makom to see what he's saying. But then the Ran adds a dimension from Mihu. Mihu means that you're not allowed to break open a large keli. By large keli, we mean a keli that's machzik arba'im sa'ah. If it holds 40 sa'ah, which by the way is the shear of a mikvah, no? So such a keli is going to have the din of karka. It's not really movable. It's a very large thing. Says the Ran, that even those who permit opening kelim on Shabbos, even the Mishnah of Shoyv Adam as a Chavis, is talking about a small keli, but a very large keli is going to be usur to open on Shabbos, because a very large keli is not a keli. A very large keli has a din of karka. This is in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Dalet Se'if Aleph. Let's go, gentlemen. Shin Yud Dalet Se'if Aleph. Mamish, every line in the Mechaber and the Ramah over here is... Every line up here is something that we'll be able to understand now. Actually, before I get to the Shulchan Aruch, one second. The proof to this shita, that very large kalim is going to be mutter, is it? I keep on saying backwards. The proof to this shita, that very large kalim is usser, is from that Gemara in Erevin that Tosfos quotes. How come I'm not allowed to break open the tower to get the Erev? Right? Remember Tosfos Kasha? So Tosfos' answer is talking about mustiki, right? But according to the Ran, I could say that the Tosfos is saying that our Mishnah in Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav is talking about Mustaki, and that Gemara in Erevin is not Mustaki. Right? That's what Tosfos said. But the Ran would say that the Gemara in Erevin is talking about a very large container. If it's a very large container, so therefore it's a din of Karka, not Kalam. And that's why it's usher. Right, so there are two separate answers to the question. How come the Mishnah in Erevin, right, has to give a case, whatever, and we're going to point to a mayor, etc. How come we don't just say that you're allowed to break open the keli to get the matzah? So Tosis answered, I'm only allowed to break open the mustiki, right? The Ran would say that there's a difference between big and small. It's a big keli that holds our bottom sa'ah, it is usur. A smaller keli is mutter. Now read Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Dalet Se'if Aleph. So that is Tosfos against Rashi, right? In other words, according to Rashi, Ein Binyan Yustir B'Kelam is true everywhere. So he passes like Tosfos, good. But he says that the only heter is a Chavis Shenishbara V'Dibek Shvarel, which we call a Mustaki. Shulchan Aruch writes Mustaki. Shulchan Aruch is in the Mechaber, says Mustaki is Mutter. But the Ramah adds that you're not allowed to break something, right? The Ramos in the Rashi letters, Hagah she'ena machsekes habatim sa'ah. Right?
In other words, you seem to hear the Amos if Aleph, isn't there something in Rashi letters? She'ena machsekes habatim sa'ah. Right? That is the Ram. So the Mechaber seems to say Taisvis about Mustaki.
The Ramah is adding to it that if it's a large keli, it's usr. But the Mefarshim points out that that is like combining kasha and borscht. You're not allowed to do that, no? If you hold like Taisvis, like the Mechaber holds, saying you should not quote the Ran about large versus small. I have two answers to that Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says I'm not allowed to break open the container, the tower, to get the Erev. Why not? Taisus says we only permit it by Mustaki. The Ran says we only permit it by small Kalim. Not by large. For some reason, Shulchan Aruch Paskins both like the Ran and like Taisus. That's difficult. Okay, now, gentlemen, what we're going to do tomorrow is I'm going to ask you tomorrow morning, so I'm going to give you a Chazanish to read. And what we have to figure out is based on the rules that we learned, are you allowed to open containers on Shabbos? Bottle caps? Tin cans? Are you allowed to open these things on Shabbos, right? The question is it a mustiki or is it a full-fledged keli? How do I define what is mustiki, right? Am I allowed to open a can of tuna on Shabbos? This would change your life. Huh? To be able to have like, tuna from a can on Shabbos instead of like the awful stuff that comes in the plastic bags? Or maybe you're not allowed to open the plastic bag either. Are you allowed to open containers on Shabbos? So tomorrow we'll have to have that conversation based on what we've learned until now. Okay? So what we have is Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch, and then God willing, tomorrow we'll pick up from here. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.